5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 11th day of February, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, as I was telling my engineer a couple of minutes ago, we've had a 200% increase in the temperature here in the last 2 hours. It's gone from 1 degree above zero to 3 degrees above zero. A 200% increase. How about that? Snow on the ground. I haven't seen snow on the ground this continuously for quite a few years. Quick segue here. Our friend Dave Hodges, who hosts a show on Republic Broadcasting Sunday evenings from 9 p.m. till midnight Central Time. Excellent article he's written on his website. His website, The Common Sense Show. His article is titled, Americans Have Been Targeted for Elimination. I urge you to please consider reading the article. And reading all of his articles, quite frankly, go back a couple of months. They're all very worthwhile. It's a great education. He gives references to back up what he says. We do a patiently waiting in the green room. My friend, Dr. Brent Caudill, MD. Dr. Caudill is a medical doctor practicing in St. James, Missouri. He will help you learn about yourself and how to be healthy, how to recover lost health, how to maintain optimum health. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, here's his office telephone number, area code 573-265-0911. Good morning, Brent.
Morning, John.
Well, you have good crystal clear audio this morning. Well, we're nearing the end of winter, another 4 or 5 weeks or so. It's been a pretty tough winter. What have you been noticing in your practice that is winter and weather related, if anything?
Well, not a lot, actually, that I've thought about. People have been staying in a little bit, too, once in a while.
Well, I know I am.
Yeah.
it's just not fun dealing with all this and going out unless I have a really urgent need to. We talk a lot on my show, typically on Fridays, about these various flu viruses. Now, you're also an emergency room doctor, in addition to your private practice. What flus have you seen in South Central Missouri?
The flu season, it's been kind of typical, and it's always a combination of intestinal flu and then just influenza type of syndromes. With fever and sore throat and coughing, and there are some people it can be life threatening sometimes. See that also.
Now the people who have life threatening flus. Now, let me back up a moment here. The hospital you're associated with, do they go to the effort and the trouble of actually identifying one flu virus from another?
We just do influenza A or influenza B.
Okay.
Not beyond that, though.
Okay. And the purpose of doing that is what?
State tracks the numbers and so they want to. And we have an epidemiologist that sends these statistics in, you know.
So it's more a matter of data collection than it is modality of treatment.
Right. The usual treatment for flu is Tamiflu or one of these other drugs, and I don't really pay much attention to them. I don't usually give them. Because there aren't any studies that even show that they're effective in preventing, what doctors call morbidity and mortality.
Right, right.
The studies just show that they decrease the symptoms of the flu by a couple of days.
Now, the really, really serious flu cases you've seen were life-threatening. Were these patients people who had pre-existing underlying medical conditions?
Right, chronic lung conditions and diabetes and heart disease.
Okay, all right. So they were already at risk. Even if they didn't get the flu, they were already at pretty high risk from their underlying health conditions.
Well, yeah, and I don't know what the statistics are on this because every year, you hear about people dying and young people dying, and they did that this year. They played that up. But you really don't have, they don't really give you a lot of information on these patients and if they had pre-existing illness and stuff like that, which they may have.
But it's been your experience in your practice in South Central Missouri that the people who are at risk of death from these flu viruses all already have severe health problems before they ever got the flu.
Well, yeah, in 25 years of emergency practice, I've never seen a young, healthy person die of the flu or complications of the flu. And so, I mean, that's kind of saying something, I think,
It is. It is. Absolutely. Okay, so you don't use the Tamiflu in your practice treating people with flu. Could you give us just kind of a Reader's Digest version of how you treat a person who has a flu?
The main thing I do is I give them adrenal steroid medication in not too high of a dose, just kind of a normal. People need extra amounts of the adrenal steroid when they have these viruses and everything. So I boost them up with that, just with one dose that will last for 2 or 3 days. And that seems to work to really help a tremendous amount.
Now, steroids have gotten a bad rap. We hear this a lot in relation to athletes, of course, and the harmful effects of steroids. But that's not the steroids that you use, are they?
Well, the steroids are the natural steroid is cortisone, and it's produced by your adrenal glands.
Right. So that's the difference. Doctor, hold on. We got a break coming up. The call number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up my morning attack.
It is Tuesday, the 11th day of February. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudle, MD. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudle, he's down in St. James, Missouri. His telephone number at his office is area code 573-265-0911. Well, Doctor, this is fascinating how you at least it's fascinating to me, how you treat various conditions such as the flu without making use of pharmaceutical prescription drugs. This kind of gets you sideways with many of your contemporaries who are also medical doctors, doesn't it?
Well, yes. I'm kind of used to that somewhat. But doctors nowadays, they just... use pharmaceutical drugs for every condition they they see, and you know, if they don't have a drug to use, and you know, I'm making a generalization, but then that's the only thing that they have to offer the patient.
Right, right. Now, the people who come to the doctor's offices representing the pharmaceutical companies, they're called detail people. I don't know why they don't call them salespeople, but they're detail people. My understanding that beginning 5-6 years ago, the pharmaceutical companies decided to start hiring former cheerleaders to be their detail people. Have you encountered these folks yourself?
Well, I don't see them anymore since I moved to Missouri. I guess they must look at prescribing habits, and so they don't find me, you know.
Oh.
At the drugstore or something, because they don't really see me anymore. But before, when I was seeing them, that was happening even a long time ago. I don't know about cheerleaders, but attractive women and every
right
is a common thing.
Yeah, the most, I don't know what the percentage of medical doctors that are male, but it's a fairly high percentage, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been decreasing all the time, and so that's changed a lot, too.
While I'm thinking, just something came to mind. I've noticed, and many people notice, that many medical doctors are not native-born Americans. Any comment on that, what the percentages might be?
Well, yeah, it's not something I know a lot about, but I would say, you know, when I deal with other doctors, it seems like it's about half and half, you know.
Really?
When you're transferring patients to other hospitals and everything, especially when you're talking to a university setting. We're usually surprised when we get somebody that doesn't have an accent, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's been going that direction for, 20, 30 years or more?
Yeah, I never have looked into the politics of that or anything. But
Well, it is kind of disconcerting that... I sometimes joke about, don't we have enough bright young Americans who would like to be doctors?
That is the question. There should be plenty of people to do that.
Well, a friend of mine, she's now retired. She worked in the administration part of the St. Louis University Medical School as a very high level administrative assistant, she tells me now, you know, keep in mind that, you know, getting in the door to be admitted for one of those seats at St. Louis University School of Medicine is highly, highly competitive, with only the best and brightest getting this opportunity. And even those, and these are people with 4-year college degrees, even those have to get remedial help before they're ready to become medical students, remedial academic help. Before they're ready to become medical students. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but I am.
No, I wasn't, huh?
Well, they don't know how to use a library, for example.
Oh, okay,
Which is pretty basic if you're going to be a medical student, is walking in the door of a library and knowing how to make use of the resources there. They don't know how to do that. Well, anyway, doctor, getting back to... Your practice and the way you look at the human body, your outlook and your modality is to make use of non-prescription pharmaceutical drugs any way, anytime you can, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the thing of drugs being the way to handle illness and disease, it's just something, you know, that came about in the last century. And it's really just a type of propaganda. And if you look at the research, there's always a way to help somebody without using drugs. And it would be fine. It is fine, and it would be fine to use drugs for everything if if that were the most effective way, but it isn't the most effective way. In fact, it's very ineffective, and you have to look at this. And drugs are sort of like a short-term fix. Pharmaceutical drugs are, and they always do, you know, pretty quickly what they're advertised to do. But the long-term problem with drugs is they usually don't improve your health, and they usually worsen your health.
Right. Well, another way to look at it would be that the pharmaceutical products are specifically designed to give the appearance of making symptoms go away, as opposed to treating the underlying cause of the symptoms in the first place.
Right. You don't with drugs, you don't even care what the cause is. You know, you don't even try to figure that out. And that's what I went to a meeting this weekend in Canada about neural therapy, it's called, and that's the main emphasis of this type of medicine that we were studying is you're trying to figure out the cause, and so it's very interesting technique and way that they have of doing this.
It sounds like a very productive conference. Did you? I assume you flew commercial to Canada.
Oh, yeah, that was awful, yeah.
the flying part or interacting with the transportation safety security officers?
Yeah, that. Yeah, I mean, it's just Toronto Airport is just such a huge place, and the people that were working there didn't seem very happy. You know, they just moved people around like cattle,
So that was a trip back. Well, when we're entering the country, you had to go through customs on the way in, I assume, also.
No, it was mostly when we left the country. We
oh, really?
Went
okay.
through customs, but we went through security in St. Louis, and then
right.
we had to go through security again in Toronto.
The other end.
Yeah, and when we got there, and so it was like you had to do that twice. And
well, I no longer fly commercial unless I have no choice. It's a family
yeah.
emergency,
yeah.
something like that. I being in the middle part of the country, I can arrive anywhere east of the Rockies in a 2-day road trip. West of the Rockies, a 3-day road trip. So they can just keep their TSA.
Yeah.
We have a caller. Go ahead, Brent.
I was thinking about that too.
Yes. Absolutely. We have a regular caller here, Glenn from Philadelphia. We've got a break coming up, Glenn. Hello, Glenn. Okay, I'm not hearing Glenn.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, we got the break. We've got a connection problem with Glenn. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
So will my own two eyes.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of February. Freeze-Dried Guy has something called the Insider Club. Freeze-Dried Guy Survival Insider Club. When you join it, you get exclusive insider access, not available to the public. It's free, yet there's very real value for you. You get 10% back in survival bucks when you make your purchases. You get special offers available only to survival insiders. You get the lowest prices, and there's special prizes. So you can get all the details about this and sign up at freezedryguy.com. And don't forget the long-range patrol cold weather rations. I don't know that you can find them anywhere else. This is really special to be able to get your hands on the long-range patrol cold weather rations. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudle, MD. If you need a private consultation, it would be worth the trip, quite frankly, in my opinion, to St. James, Missouri, if you have a health condition that needs some special attention. Dr. Caudle's office telephone number is area code 573-265-0911. Doctor, we're going to try to get Glenn back on the line here. Glenn, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. I heard the click this time.
Go ahead.
I didn't hear the click. Good morning, Dr. Caudle. Good morning, John. I guess since we don't have much in the way of antivirals, almost all treatment for cold and flu is symptomatically, you know, based for the most part. And you can't get much more prescription or, you know, pharmaceutical than adrenal corticosteroids. I guess those are for inflammation, Dr. Caudill. You think you take for lung inflammation, respiratory tract inflammation? Is that it?
Well, I read an interesting book by Dr. Jeffries who studied the natural low-dose use of cortisone, and he started doing this in the 1940s and 50s. He was an endocrinologist, and it was his observation that when people got many of these viruses, especially the flu, that one of the things that the flu did was to impair the adrenal glands' secretion of hydrocortisone. Mm-hmm. And so he really felt that the flu symptoms, a lot of it was mainly that it was just cortisone deficiency is what the problem was, and the flu resembles Addison's disease when people have adrenal failure. You know, they have headaches, they have vomiting, and body aches, and all of this. So he felt that it was just a cortisone deficiency that the virus was inducing.
Right. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I also wanted to ask you, as you were saying that, I think interesting that seems to correlate, the adrenal function thing seems to correlate with sleep deprivation and all the depleted, worn-out people running around, which also makes them more vulnerable to getting the flu as well, you know, adrenal situation, you know. I also wanted to ask you if you thought maybe we ducked a bullet somewhat this year on the flu, because we were getting all these stories early on about all these people going on ECMO and dialysis and vents, and but apparently the number of those was small over the long term, but people were dying, and people younger than 65 were getting it. And this was a great concern as little as a week or two ago. So we've kind of reached the peak of the season. Do you think maybe we ducked a bullet on that?
Well, maybe we have. And, you know, it seems like there's always a lot of hype in the so-called news about the flu every year and everything. And they're always selling these flu vaccinations and stuff.
The thing that concerned me was this use of ECMO that I hadn't heard about before, you know, for these patients and the number of them, and the fact that it was apparently there was an exacerbating mycoplasm associated with it in those cases too. So I thought, man, if this goes wild, you know, but apparently, like I say, it did. I were hearing epidemiologists like Henry Nyman, you know, citing the various cases showing up in various places in the country, and then it seems to have fizzled out, thank God.
I don't know. It's hard to know about these things, I don't study it too much sometimes. I don't have time.
right, exactly. And just imagine, you're too busy. You're too busy treating it to, you know, pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Glenn, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Rodney from Illinois. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, John. Hey, time is short, but I'd like to ask your doctor, guest, a question about water, which is something I've been investigating a little deeper than I have before. And it comes down to the pro or con benefits of either acidic or alkaline water and its ability to balance your own body pH slightly towards the alkaline. Now, I do understand that reverse osmosis water is on the acidic side. Distilled water is on the acidic side. But I keep coming across something called ionized water, which is a big money maker for manufacturers of water ionizers, but they tell their consumers and users of their product to drink the alkaline water. And I'm a little at a loss to understand the difference. And first, the acidic water is said to be a hydrogen proton donor, and the alkaline water is a hydrogen proton acceptor. But
yeah.
They claim that the alkaline water is an H plus, and I don't understand how the ionizing reverse osmosis water to the alkaline side can have. So anyhow, I hope you understand my dilemma.
Okay, doctor, your follow up, please.
Yeah, what I've looked into this, and there's everything has a pH, you know, an acid balance measurement to it, and everything. But the important thing is the water, if it's alkaline or if it's acidic water, it doesn't really have any buffering capacity. In other words, the amount of alkaline molecules or acidic molecules, if you want to say it that way, there's just not very much in the way of amounts there. So it doesn't have the ability, just looking at it from that point of view, there's not enough of it one way or the other to have a major effect on your body. More of what affects your acid-base balance in your body is, as far as things that you can eat, is minerals like calcium and magnesium, because these create a storage system for the acid-base balance. So the water can be alkaline, and that's a good thing, but it probably isn't as powerful as just eating some baking soda if you want to alkalinize yourself some. And that is a recommended treatment sometimes for cancer patients, is to take baking soda quite as much as they can. But the water won't do it. It just doesn't. It just has a little bit of the alkalinity in there, and it's fused up quickly and will be reversed by your body very quickly. There's just not very much there.
Well, that was what is suggested by Dr. Truott, that your body reverses the effect of the water you're drinking, meaning the acidic water will actually have a tendency, just like lemons or apple cider vinegar being acidic will actually have an alkalizing effect
on your
body. So that makes sense, but I'm at a loss why these water ionizer people say you don't drink the water. You do your water you do your laundry with the acidic water. You wash your fruits and vegetables with the acidic water. And but anyhow, as an aside, I have a crude but effective water ionizer.
Uh-huh.
And I did some experiments with the water kefir grains to see if the acidic water, which I can get it down to 3,
uh-huh.
I can get the alkaline up over 10. So I used acid and water in equal batches of water kefir grains to see if the acidic or the alkaline was toxic and would inhibit the proliferation and the growth of the grains. And surprisingly, the grains in the acidic water performed much better, and the alkaline water, the grains failed to consume the sugar, and it remained sweet. So,
all right. Rodney, thank you for the call. We got a break. We got another caller on hold. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of February. Well, this week we'll be shipping the new versions of the Energy Cleaner, black case, redesigned handle, same internal electronic workings, no change there. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line for the Energy Cleaner is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Available at my website, thelibertyman.com. Interesting articles and free downloads there. Check it out, thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Brent Caudill, MD. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, his office telephone is area code 573-265-0911. Doctor, we've got our last caller on hold here, our friend Steve O'Neill. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to be with you again. It'd be nice to be able to spend some time on this particular area. As a preamble, it's worth mentioning that a combination of elderberry and lauricedin, or monolaurin, is a very powerful curative for influenza and certain other viruses, and in fact a good prophylaxis as well. Yeah. I make the elderberry tea and drink it copiously. It stops virus replication, and the monolaurin has a virus-killing effect. You can get a little bit of a Herxheimer if you are too aggressive with that, but a very powerful way to stop the flu. The interesting thing that that's coming up in all of the discussion seems to be related, I think, ultimately to trace mineral manipulation. And I have to wonder even if cortisone, I don't know the molecule, perhaps the doctor you may know, is there a central metal ion such as magnesium or sodium in cortisone?
No, it's only, you know, carbon and hydrogen and oxygen.
That's interesting. I do know that the trace mineral issues, it can be a major factor. In fact, the acid alkaline issue is related to this in many ways. I know on a lot of charts you see the mined salt, like real salt of the Himalayas, are loaded with trace minerals, and they have a very strongly alkalizing effect on the body, whereas refined salt is the most acidic. And they're both salt. They're mostly sodium chloride.
Cortisone, hydrocortisone, one of its major, it's also a mineralocorticoid, you know, so it, one of the major effects of cortisone is on your mineral and salt balance, so there is a strong connection there.
Interesting. So the molecule itself is not the issue, but it drives either an endocrine or other metabolic function that then is related.
Well, yeah, and then that would go the other direction, too. You know, minerals would influence the hormonal, I mean, because everything in the body does go both ways.
So there's a complementary biochemistry there. Very interesting. I think this would be worth investigating.
Yeah.
Another thing worth mentioning, you touched upon the subject. A lot of people think that just because something is alkaline, it's going to alkalize your body. And of course, we know, first of all, the paradox, you eat a grapefruit and you get a very strongly alkaline saliva reaction. And the other is there's a difference between pH and, your acid-alkaline inventory. A very tiny amount of alkalizing agent will make water, will very greatly lower the pH of water, but its total inventory, its ability to reserve to alkalize may be very small.
Right, right.
So that's where the baking soda, of course, has a very strong reserve, but its alkalinity is, I guess, moderate.
And, I'd like to say, too, these are the kinds of things that medical science should be investigating. And these are the kind of things that medical science now ignores, these type of questions. And they're always just in search of a new molecule that they can patent to make $1 billion with. And so we don't have anybody looking for the answers to these types of interesting questions.
Now, our research has been totally railroaded in this country.
Right.
That's a whole other subject. It'd be nice to get McCanny in on this one.
It would be fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we ought to at some point.
Well, that's a possibility. We'll see. Okay, Steve, anything else?
That's nice to be with you, gentlemen. We'll talk later.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Well, Doctor, we got about 3-4 minutes here to talk about the things that people need to hear. Any quick thoughts on people to help them have a stronger immune system and wrap up this 5 or 6 weeks of winter?
Well, Steve said about the monolaurin, that's a derivative of coconut oil, and it is antiviral, so that's an interesting thing. And I didn't know about the elderberries, but I'm sure he's right about that. And let's see, and then the immune system in general, you know, vitamin A and vitamin D are important. And I've been using silver more when people are sick and have had good results with that also.
That's good to know. That is really good to know. Well, Doctor, I don't want to be cut off by the music here. We've got just a couple of minutes left. Making an appointment with you is not a terribly difficult thing to do, is it?
No, I'm not. I'm out here in the rural area, so we're not swamped all the time or anything.
Right. And St. James, Missouri is a pleasant community.
Yeah.
People could come in from some distance and have a pleasant motel stay there, and there's restaurants in St. James, and just make it a couple of day trip. Quite frankly, I think it'd be well worthwhile for people to consider doing that, Doctor.
Yeah, I mean, people need to try to improve their health and find out how to do it, you know, and people can't get help with, they can only get drugs, and it's just a terrible situation.
Well, it is, but there are all alternatives, and people need to become aware of that. I would suggest people call you up, have a telephone consultation, and then go ahead and follow up with an in-office visit to help with whatever health-related matters that's concerning them.
You have to go find help where you can find it. Like, I can't find a doctor around here for me to see, you know. I mean, because, I have things that I wonder about with me, too. But, you know, I might have to go to Dallas or someplace like that to find a doctor. But so you just have to go, you just have to do what you have to do, you know, to try to get the help that you need.
Well, absolutely. Well, that's maybe you and I can talk privately about that. I may have some people to refer you to that might be helpful also.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Well, Doctor, thank you. Thanks for being with us, and hopefully we'll have you back on the air with us in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Dr. Brent Caudill, if you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, his office telephone number is area code 573-265-0911. Great guy. He's helped a lot of people have and maintain optimal health, which I think is certainly worthwhile for all of us, isn't it? Tomorrow, all things being equal, we should have Professor McCanny with us. Thursday, my friend Tim Spencer. And Friday, Ann Morrison will be talking about all the things that she pays attention to. Going back to the beginning of the show, I urge you to please consider reading Dave Hodges' article he published today, February 11th. I think you'll get a lot out of it, and Dave's doing some excellent, excellent work in hitting home runs with these articles he's been writing. So check it out. I think you'll be glad that you did. And never forget to get your spiritual house in order and work on your skills. Ham radio skills, emergency medical treatment skills. There's dozens of others, but those are the two most foundational skills that we need to have to face the times that we have. And for optimal health, do what I do. Get yourself an energy cleaner. I sleep in mine every night, and I wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go get them. It's kind of a great way to start off the day, isn't it? We're back up to 3 degrees here. It keeps going up and down between 1 degree and 3 degrees here. That's it for the day, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a great, fun, productive day, and God bless America.
Financial